Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. Your encouraging verse of the day, Genesis chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all of his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all of his work which God had created and made. You look right here. Now, the seventh day, God rested. He created everything in 6 days, and now on the seventh day, he has rested. And when he rested on his day, he sanctified this day, which sanctified, which makes holy, cleaned up. He cleaned that day and made it holy on that day. And if we look at a day of a calendar and everything, you know, the 6 day, Monday through Friday, 6 days. So Sunday is the day that God rested. That's the day that is sanctified for him. Hallelujah. So as we look at Sunday on our day here that we live and everything, that's the day that we rest from our work and we praise the Lord that day. That's the day that we praise him, because that day is sanctified, which that day is holy. And we take that day and praise God, take that day and go to church and worship him and magnify him and hear from him as we're in that service. And we're asking God to stir our hearts for that Sunday service, that we can take that message, apply it to our life, and grow in our relationship with him. So as you look right here, God has made everything now. Now he's getting ready to go in now in chapter 2 to make Adam and Eve now. So now he has made everything. Now he is resting. Now he sanctified that day, set apart, which made it holy and everything. Now I know we live in a day and time where you have to work on Sunday. So you take one day, make your day, one day of the week where you take it and be a day that you sanctify and make it holy, that you rest and that you worship the Lord, that you hear from him, go to church if you are able, and read his word, pray and seek him, and allow him to touch you. Take out one day a week to have that day as a holy day unto the Lord. Praise and worship him. Magnify his name. I know we do it every day in our relationship, but we need that one special day, that one day a week that we can rest. And like God said, he worked in 6 days. And on the seventh day, he rested and sanctified it. Hallelujah. And that's what we need to do, is take that one day a week. If we can't do it on traditional Sunday, take out one day. If it's a Wednesday, when we go to church on Wednesday night, whatever we can do, make that day reverence unto him. Sanctify that day. Worship him. Make that day holy unto him. Hallelujah. Clean up is what sanctified means. Means clean up. Hallelujah. Let me pray with you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray whoever listens to this podcast, I pray, Lord, you just be with them for your glory. I pray, Lord, that you just touch them today. Lead, guide, and direct them. Bless their day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this day that you blessed us with. And we want to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We want to magnify your name. And thank you, God, for who you are in our lives today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for listening. Have a blessed day in the Lord.